Friends at Home, Lodi, Wisconsin, March 5th, 1862. Dear friends at home, I am not really able to write. My head is aching and my eyes trouble me some, but I will try to write a little. We have been having the most tedious storm I have witnessed since we came from Maine. It commenced to snow last Sabbath and has snowed and blown until today, Wednesday, and it is snowing yet, but the wind has gone down. There were but few houses to entertain the brethren and sisters, and it was a perfect crowd to every house. The babies made so much music, the houses were so small, and we were crowded in so thick that it was wearisome to the nerves, and I have not obtained much rest in this place, although we are well used here, and they do all in their power to make us happy. We have good food, etc. Monday the snow was so drifted the brethren could not get home. We held a meeting in the schoolhouse Monday. Tuesday, all started for home. Some lived 10 miles, some 16, 25, 30, 40, 50, and 60 miles away. They waded through the drifts 3 miles and returned. It was utterly impossible to proceed. Some have ventured out today, hoping to plow through the drifts. We start tomorrow to our appointment. We do not know as we can get through. Our meeting in Avon was good. Rode 6 miles to and from the meeting, but the roads were good, the weather mild and pleasant. Tuesday, we rode 7 miles to Brother Sanborn's. There I wrote almost every moment. Thursday, we were up before day, and Brother Sanborn, James, and self rode in a sleigh to Judah to take the cars. It was very cold. The air was piercing, but our buffalo robes did us good service. We rode 40 miles in the cars, and as no train went to Madison until 4 o'clock, we walked 1/4 of a mile from the depot to Brother Loudon's and took dinner with them. They were overjoyed to see us. 2 families are keeping the Sabbath there and are very lonely. They urge us strongly to send appointments there. We may do so. We took the cars at 4 for Madison and arrived there at about 8. We found 2 brethren waiting for us to take us to Lodi. They had been waiting since 7 o'clock. We decided to ride 20 miles that night. We asked the price of their meals in the saloon and found the price 50 cents apiece. We ate a piece of cold bread and an apple, bundled up warm, and packed down on the bottom of the sleigh and rode until 1:30. Then stopped at Brother Chase's door, aroused them, and found their house well filled. One after another appeared until they numbered 5, beside their own family. At 2 o'clock, we were shown to our bed and rested until morning. The next day, we rode 10 miles to the meeting, and in this place we have had sweet seasons in family prayer and freedom in bearing our testimony in meeting. The Lord has imparted unto us a degree of His Spirit, and we have felt no bondage. My health has been quite good until today. I am weary and almost sick. We hope you are all well at home. We do not forget to pray for you all, and we believe you will be prospered. God will, I believe, have a care for our children that we have trusted in His hands. I hope that they will watch and not give way to their folly. I would write you more and write to them separately, but my head is in such a condition that I cannot, but will write again soon. Please to find hung up in the large clothes press at the head of the stairs a pair of dark-colored pants with some pieces like them in the pocket. Give them to Father. Well, William, Lucinda, and Delia, you have quite a responsibility upon you. May the Lord counsel and direct you and impart unto you a large measure of His Spirit is our prayer. I believe the Lord will be with you all, encourage and strengthen you. I feel very grateful that I can feel as easy as I do in regard to home. I am very anxious for the salvation of my children. This is my desire, my earnest prayer. I feel a little anxious for Willie. Hope to hear from you all at Marquette. Much love to you all. Pray for us.